I used to feel bad. You know, you miss it. And he told me, you miss it. And I ain't not, and not a one of you in here hadn't missed it. So don't be looking at me crossway. When you miss it, and you know you miss God, and you didn't do what he said, you sort of want to go in the throne room like this. He said, will you stop coming there fit acting like you're guilty or something? Come on in like you're supposed to. Did y'all hear what I said? Just said? He knew before I missed it, knew when I missed it, knew when after I missed it. Just come on up and say, Lord, you know I missed it, didn't you? You know I missed it, didn't you? I'm glad I found out I missed it. Don't be crawling like you think he don't know about it. He said, get rid of that kind of attitude. Get rid of that. And he told me this. He said, stop feeling guilty. Why? Because you can get forgiveness. You can get free of it. Why are you going to feel guilt of something you don't have to carry? Ooh. Hallelujah. Boy, that ought to stir you up. Say, I want to get in the throne room. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. See, I know the love. I'm learning the love he has towards me. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And if God is in me and dwelling in me, and God is a righteous God, it can't lead me no other way but righteous. And he has established me in righteousness, not with fear, but righteousness, that I have a right to be free. I have a right to spend time with God. I have a right to pray. I have a right to believe. I have a right to rejoice. Hallelujah. Now listen to the next verse. Are y'all listening? Listen to the next verse. He didn't say over there. He said, herein is our love made perfect. See, if you will come into God and come into him and let him come into you, your love will be made perfect. But if you do it the way you've been doing it, you'll never get your love perfect. Ooh. I'm going to read it again. Herein is our love made perfect. And see, when your love is made perfect, you perfect. Now look what happened. When your love made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness. When? In the day of judgment. That devil going to try to judge you. That situation going to try to judge you and make you cower down and back away and not stand on the word of God and not believe God. But I have boldness in the day of judgment. I'll judge that thing. I'll tell that thing, you're not right and you're leaving here, and I'll step right into the throne room of God. I won't be afraid to judge it. I have boldness to judge it. I have boldness to judge and call it what it is. You out of my life now. Some of us, we repeated that stuff over and over and over and over and over and then over and then over and over. Again and again, and the devil keep beating you up with guilt. You need to judge that. You need to judge it. Say, you're not of God. You don't have the right to be doing me this way. Now you're getting out of my life. And I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, I don't care how long I've done this. I don't care who I've done it with. You're leaving here today. You're not tormenting me anymore. You're not robbing me of my fellowship with the Father and my relationship that I have. You're not going to rob me. You're not going to keep me down. You're not going to damn me anymore. You're not going to break me anymore. You're not going to crush me anymore. It's over with. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. Satan, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. Are you in the house? Hallelujah. 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 That we may have what? Boldness in the day of judgment. May have what? Boldness in the day. See, that come a day. We need to judge that thing. And the day is that you need to judge some stuff today. You need to judge some stuff that's going on in your life. You need to judge it. It's not in line with the word. You can't find no word to back up what you're doing. You need to judge it. So I'm not gonna be played over like a slop can, a garbage can. You know what they put in garbage can? Anything they don't want. They spit in them. And whatever else they do. And you've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. My God. And you're going to let Satan put his trash on you, in you? Mess your life up? I think not. I know not. When you act on this word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Because listen to the next statement. Listen to the next statement. When you judge that, look at the next statement. Because as he is, now, how? Let me ask, how is Jesus? You think Satan putting in his stuff on him? You think he had to deal with all this crap? Sickness, disease, poverty, sitting at the right hand of God trying to figure out where the next meal coming from, how he going to make it, what I'm going to do, where I'm going to live, how I'm going to pay my bill. You think he bothered with that? Well, did you hear what it said? As he is. Well, you should be the same way. So are we. You should be the same way. You should, so am I. I ain't gonna be bothered with that either. God know I got bills. God know I have to do this. God know. The Father know all these things. He already know these things. So I'm not gonna be, you know, Satan, you're not gonna bring that trash in my life. Trying to bog me down and fill me full of worry and telling me I ain't gonna make it. I already made it. I'm trusting God. You don't, where you going to get the money from? You don't have it in the bank? I know one thing. God knows where I'm going to get it from. I'm trusting him. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to bed tonight and I'm going to sleep like a baby. I ain't going to try to lie to nobody. I ain't going to try to twist nobody's arm. I'm not going to try to deceive anybody and twist and get something out of them by lying to them. I'm going to trust you, God. Anybody here? But fear will torment you. Fear will make you back away from God. Fear will make you go the other way. Fear will tell you it ain't gonna happen because God don't love you. Fear will tell you to smoke too much dope. It'll tell you all that stuff. When you get ready to trust God, you had too much of it in you. You can't get rid of it. So you a lie. I don't care if I drank enough liquor to float a battleship, but today I'm going to float in the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 18. There is no fear in love. I'm going to say it again. There is no fear in love. God is love. Say that with me. God is love. There is no fear in God. And the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to feed in my heart the love of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.